Good morning, wonderful listeners. You've tuned into Post Session Podcast, a podcast filled with the stoke of a surf session and the wise guidance of an ocean voyager. Your water-loving hosts are ready to share this infectious state of mind while encouraging and inspiring you
for your next adventure.
Hey, welcome back. And Ashley, what are we talking about today?
Today, episode 13, by the way, which is pretty exciting. Sorry about that. Laurel just gave me the lower your voice.
You're yelling in my ear.
It's a good thing I understand sign language. Anyway, today we were originally going to call it exercise, but then we realized elements of a healthy lifestyle is much better because we're going to be talking about a few different things that make up a healthy lifestyle. So we'll do as we normally do and start with our post-session notes, talk about the water. We'll go into our injustice, which I think we both feel strongly about. Mm-hmm. We'll dive a little deeper and talk about the three-part sort of harmony that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. And then we'll tread on into our God waters and give some arbitrary homework.
Okay. Well, I'll start off our post-session notes. And since we're talking about a healthy lifestyle, I want to talk about some healthy surfing. And when I learned to surf, I was very thankful that I had been doing some pretty rigorous Pilates, which is a very core-centric exercise routine. And basically, for surfing, your abs and your core are like the cornerstones of surfing. So what I would recommend is doing pop-ups. You would be surprised what will come out when you do a series of pop-ups. So like 25 in a row is what a surf mentor had told me. I was asking them, you know, how can I prepare for my surf trip? And they said, do 25 pop-ups a day.
But aren't they, I mean, that just kind of seems like burpees, which are really hard and a great workout.
Well, and they are. And but I would say this because I led this one exercise early morning fit group. Well, you know, everybody had to lead it once, you know, once in a while. And so I did like a little surfing clinic. And so we played some reggae music. And
so you set the mood.
I set the mood. And these girls could kick out some burpees better than I can. But when they had to do 25 pop-ups, and actually we kind of did like a lap, then came back and did another series of pop-ups.
Oh, yeah.
They were hating it and they were slowing it up. And I, for me, when I do 25 in a row, when you do start to get tired, then you see your sloppy mistakes, because just because you're tired when you're doing the pop-ups, those are going to be the mistakes that you make when you're in the water and you're not fully doing right. Everything that you need to do.
So that's why he told you to do them, mm-hmm. The mentor, not to get you in shape, but not just to get you in
that's right.
shape, but to start working on those issues.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because in freediving, we have a similar exercise.
Ooh.
Well, it's not a pop-up, but
okay.
It's an exercise that we do to find our mistakes.
Ooh, what's it called?
Well, if I tell you, underwater tables, but I don't okay. want to confuse you. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The point is you do a dive,
uh-huh.
like a series of six dives to a prescribed depth.
Uh-huh.
And
the same depth every time?
Same depth every time and the same interval. Like, let's say 2 minutes. So you have 2 minutes to do the dive, come up, breathe, and then bam, right back down. So what happens is you build up a lot of CO2. And when you build up a lot of CO2, you start having contractions early, that
like
urge to breathe.
Birthing contractions?
No.
What kind
not
of contract-
like birthing. The urge to breathe. So your body's involuntarily trying to, I mean, you took the class.
And oh, yeah, but I didn't get a lot of those contractions because I didn't.
Oh, you didn't do it long enough.
Yeah. Right.
Well, in the exercise, you get a lot of contractions early on and you get a lot of muscle fatigue.
Oh.
The muscles and the arms and legs and stuff become really tired. You get a lot of kind of waste product buildup in the tissues and it.
Grody.
Yeah. So the good thing about the exercise, though, is that as you get really tired, you can't work harder.
Mm-hmm.
So to get to the surface, you have to correct your form. You have to be efficient.
Mm.
So that efficiency that you start to have towards the end of the series
mm-hmm.
is what you want to carry over into your real dive.
Well, that is interesting. It seems like when you'd get tired, you would be less efficient.
Right. It works a little bit oppositely from your,
okay.
your pull-up one. But you have no choice when you're underwater and you're holding your breath.
Wow. It's like your brain turns on an extra bit to make it work.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's crazy cool.
But I tell you what else is really cool.
What?
Speaking of health and fitness in the water.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about diving.
Yes.
Is that when you're in the water every day, you lose like 10 pounds in 2 weeks. No problem.
Wow.
You don't even have to. It's not even because you're working out. It's just because you're in the water every day.
You're not even trying.
No, you don't even try.
That's beauty.
I love that junk. That's why I like wearing my winter coat with pride.
Oh, yeah.
Because it won't be here long.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with having a little winter slowdown. Right?
You wear big sweaters anyway. What's the problem? Are we ready to get into our injustice?
Yeah, let's do it.
What is it?
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
Well, there's two things that, you know, just kind of are like nails coming down the chalkboard for me.
They go hand in hand?
Yeah. Okay. Well, a little bit. They're connected to body image, I think.
Oh, great.
So, what the heck is it with little babies, like 4-year-old, 5-year-old in heels? High heels, platform heels. Their little kid shoe is connected to a heel.
And then you want to take that shoe off and smack the parents in the head with it?
Absolutely. Like, I spend some time at parks with my kids doing therapeutic activities and games. And
her kids, meaning the kids she works with.
Right. Yeah. And, the other day I saw this little girl run into a group of kids. They were having a little birthday party at the park. And everybody else is wearing tennis shoes, and she's running with these platform kid shoes, and she's running on her ankles. Mm. She cannot keep that platform underneath her foot. And so here goes a little girl just passing her in their tennis shoes, having a big old time. And this little girl is struggling. And I just don't like what it represents.
No, that's the thing. I mean, sure, the little girl was slow and could hurt her ankles that way, but why? I think this is where you're about to go with it. But why do we have to sexualize a child? I mean, because heels are for one thing.
Yeah.
To make the high knee and the calves and the legs look good.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Well, and I mean, you feel like, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with an adult or even 18-year-old, 21-year-old. You know, they're going to a smart job and they might have some smart heels, you know, pop, 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 pop.
Right. It's come to also
power moves,
symbolize a professionalism. Sure.
But it's that thing where, why is the baby in them?
Why? I don't know. I think you should dress babies like babies.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like it's bad for them. And I think, I mean, I get that the little kid probably is in the store. And, you know, they're picking out some shoes and the kid's having a little say-so, you know, like, oh, I want those. Well, number one, I don't like the manufacturer or the designer who makes them for kids. Mm-hmm. And number two, you know, I don't think the parents had said yes, you know, not till you're this age or.
And explain why, you know, like,
yeah,
look, this is not
age appropriate.
Right. You can hurt yourself on them, blah, blah, blah. And these are for grownups.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, and then fashion item number two is low-rider jeans.
On kids? On everybody?
On everybody. You know what? Low-rider jeans look good on about 3% of the population.
Girl, I want to tell you that I feel like the universe is aligning for me. And I know how that sounds because you know how I hate to say stuff like that. Yeah. But I'm going to say it because here I am, a mom of two young ones. Mm-hmm. And you know what's back on the menu?
High-waisted jeans.
High-waisted mom pants. I love it. You put them on, everything's tucked in, and the pants stay up.
Yeah.
It's a magical experience.
You're not showing your whale tail when you squat down to pick up your little kid's toys.
And I'm tired of the whale tail. Gross. I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to me. It's not fair to anybody to have to see your undies.
And it's almost like some people, I wonder if it's their fashion statement.
Oh, for sure. For some people, for sure, it's part of the outfit.
Wow.
Yeah, the matching thong underneath the pants. Gross. Hey, world, here I am.
Whee!
I don't know what's wrong with everybody.
You know what, Ash? I think we should move on from this. Dive a little deeper.
We should. I hope we didn't offend everybody.
Just a few people.
Sorry, guys. Sort of. All right. So we're going to dive deeper. We're talking about healthy lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And we are focusing not just on the body, because we both realize that you have to have that triumvirate. You have to have that trinity of health. It has to be the body, but also the mind, and then our spiritual sides. And I don't care if you I do care if you don't believe in God, but mm-hmm. for this purpose, it, you know,
well, it could be even spiritual, whatever.
You have a spiritual side, yeah. Right? We're human beings. We have a spiritual side. So anyway, Laurel, I think we should start with you mm-hmm. talking about body and all that stuff. And then maybe by the end of all this, I'm not going to tell you guys what she just did, but hopefully by the end of all this, we would have touched on all three of those elements naturally and brought it all together and wrap it up perfectly.
Ooh, that's a high order, tall order.
We've got this.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know what you think of, Ashley, as the perfect body, but I do know what the culture says is a perfect body.
Talk to me.
And I'm not buying it. I'm not buying what they're selling. I want to enjoy this body that I have, but something that makes me happy with my body is a strong body and feeling like that I can do the things that I want to do, like athletically, or, you know, just having fun with my friends, or having fun with the kids that I work with, is being strong. And so for me, I really want to develop that part of my body. And I think, you know, anytime when you're for women, I think it is important. I think often we overlook some weights. I know I do. I would much rather do some cardio and, mm-hmm. you know, surf, but I'm not really, I haven't added weights into my routine, except for by accident. When I was having the plantar fasciitis issue with my feet, I was icing my feet twice a day. And while I did, I mean, I was so cold and I wanted to like strangle somebody. Mm-hmm. So I just grabbed the weights because they were, you know, on the seat beside me. And I started just doing some reps. And I was super surprised how strong my arms were when I was able to get back on my feet and surf from just doing 20 reps, you know, like twice.
It's funny you say that, because this past spring, so when you're diving, you drop the line down and there's mm-hmm. a big weight at the end of the line, because that's what holds it nice mm-hmm. and tight. Mm-hmm. So anyway, at the end of your session.
And that's what you dive down.
That's what you dive down. Okay. You dive down the line. Yeah. You have to pull that line back up. Uh-huh. And I was with usually on average about two or three other guys. Mm-hmm. And so in a typical scenario, we would take turns. But every day I just said, no, this is my exercise. And yeah. I would get up there and pull with my arms.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a little stronger. And by the end of it, when I came home, mm-hmm. I said, man, I'm going to try to do a boy push-up and see if I can do one.
Ooh.
I pumped out 10, no problem.
Wow.
I said, holy crap. I took a little break, got back on the floor, 10 more. I did 50.
Wow.
I was strong.
You were Ash Diesel.
I was Ash Diesel, and it felt so good. I mean, I didn't look like, because that's another thing. This whole thing about being strong, it's trending right now.
Sure.
The whole, you know, CrossFit, big yeah. biceps, yeah. blah, blah, blah. It's just the next fixation, right? It's the way we wear waifs in bikinis, but uh-huh. now we're not waifs in bikinis. We're in tight pants all the time and
strong arms.
Strong arms,
or
right?
Muscly.
Got it. So that's the other thing. Being strong is super awesome when you're feeling strong, mm-hmm. but it can't just be about the body image again.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm.
You know, Laurel.
Yeah. Ashley.
I have a thinner structure.
Yes, she does. Legs.
It's easy to hide my flaws.
Okay.
It is. I will admit that it's nice because it's easier to hide my flaws, but I've never had a perfect body.
Okay.
Ever. But when I'm feeling strong, like we're talking about right now, I feel I'm on top of the world and it comes out of me. Mm-hmm. Ren feels it. He, you know, when you feel strong, you're exuding that confidence.
Yeah. Your husband's picking up on that confidence.
He's
vibe.
Smelling what I'm stepping in, right? But you know, I still have a pretty unhealthy body image from time to time. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's way down, but it's still something I struggle with. I hate that. I do not want that for my daughter. How do you stop that that cycle?
Well, I think that's interesting that you say cycle, because I think that's often, you know, in the mental health world, we would call it negative and positive self-talk. I've never met a woman who didn't struggle with body image at one time or another. So I think that's a normal thing. But I think we can be conscious about stopping ourselves. If you had a friend, you know, that talked ugly to you, kind of like what you're saying to yourself in front of the mirror, you wouldn't be friends with that person.
Oh, the things that I say to myself and that I can give myself. If anybody else said that out loud, it would be abusive.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. And then that's a great point, Laurel. I abuse myself sometimes.
Stop it.
I hate that.
Well, I think, you know, we think that if we beat ourselves up, that's going to motivate us to do something different. No. But it has the opposite effect. Instead of doing something different, you run to a donut and fill your little hole of, you know,
this is exactly what I do. Yes. When I start feeling a little low.
Ashley's laying on a couch right now. Let's talk in whispers.
I'm just kidding. You're unlicensed, yeah. I know, but you are a mental health professional. But when I do go through these patterns where when I start feeling low, I will overindulge. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it doesn't make me feel better. What is that doing?
Well, anytime that you put your, like, think of and this is an extreme case, but a battered wife, a lot of them end up staying in the relationship, or even say the cops come and, you know, she ends up not prosecuting, you know, like you get beat down so much that you stay at this place where you don't think that you deserve, you know, a better diet or a healthier lifestyle or and that's really probably a bad example because it's so extreme. But I think we can be really tough on ourselves. And I think what leads to change, you know, you don't have to lie to yourself. Don't stand in front of the mirror and say, I look freaking fantastic.
No, or just give up, right? Just be like, who cares?
But you can say something positive like, you know what, I'm going to work on that this year. Or, you know, I really appreciate this body that I have and I want to do something for it. You know, I want to honor my body with some exercise or, you know, but it's not just about food or exercise even, because we're talking about, you know, body, mind and spirit.
Well, that's the best segue ever right there, because you're right. In order to get over those humps or to break that cycle, mm-hmm. you have to have the mental fortitude. You have to have the healthy mind going on, mm-hmm. because it's the sick mind that is telling you to eat a little bit more or to sneak the candy
suck or that you're not good enough.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think having small steps, you know, making small steps that you can be successful at is also helpful with breaking that cycle, because you can, if you set the goal of, oh, I'm going to do 20 man pushups when I can't even do 20 girl pushups, like start with a small goal and work up, because when you see yourself be successful, then the natural thing is going to be, dang, I did that, you know, high five, boop, boop. So that can be a way to break that cycle, is to make your goals really in small increments.
You know what I did recently is I implemented some intermittent fasting, mm-hmm. just to try to gain control of the negative patterns mm-hmm. that I was noticing. Mm-hmm. And it was, that's it. And it helped a lot. It helped me feel more in control instead of the addiction to snacking or whatever taking over.
I mean, I will probably not call that like the healthiest mode, because then you're swinging the pendulum the other way. Yeah, so you're still doing an extreme. Yeah, maybe it's a healthier extreme because you're not doing, you know, whatever unhealthy habit that you have. But, and I can't take, you know, I've learned there's a Noom app that uses some of the same concepts that we use in the mental health field, which it is a mental health strategy, is cognitive behavioral therapy. And The whole guilt cycle is a cycle and it's very negative, but so is going from one extreme to the other. Now, you live in, you know, somewhat one extreme or the other.
Exactly.
Right?
Everything in my life is an extreme.
Because you leave, when you leave on the boat, you've left behind, you know, if you want a Reese cup, it's not on the boat.
No, it's cold turkey. And I think maybe that's a good point. When I come back, mm-hmm. I'm indulgent mm-hmm. because that's I guess I've started to associate that time as set aside for the other extreme.
Well, I think one of the other aspects that we that also feeds a healthy lifestyle, we talked about the mind connection, and we definitely feel sharper when we've had some exercise, I think, but or I do. But I also think about self-care and mm-hmm. some me time. Because, you know, we're talking about being creative, even for this podcast, I think it's helpful. Like, I'm not going to come up with interesting, creative things if I'm running a rat race.
Yeah, if your tank is always empty.
Yeah.
It helps me to have goals. Like, dangling a carrot in front of my face is extremely motivating.
Yeah, it's got to be a good carrot.
It's got to
be a carrot.
No, it has to have salt on it or be roasted or something. But the carrot can be physical, mm-hmm. like the free diving stuff, or it can be, like you're mentioning now, something that's artistically fulfilling mm-hmm. and creative. The mm-hmm. podcast stuff has helped mm-hmm. a ton, or a writing goal or something like that. Mm-hmm. But definitely a goal, and that carrot keeps that motivation.
Keeps that rat a running.
Keeps that rat. It does keep that rat running. But self-care, me time, I'm finding that a little hard to leverage these days.
I bet. With two small kiddos, I think a lot of moms, for some reason, it's not a dad problem. Why is it not a dad problem to get some me time?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's where resentment comes in. When in a marriage, when you have two small kids and you're busy, 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 I think in a lot of relationships, the woman feels undervalued and
trapped.
Maybe at that particular time,
yeah,
trapped.
When baby's needing to nurse and you're giving of your body, your time, your, you know, all so much energy into that.
I've definitely resented Ren.
How are you still awake right now? How are you still awake right now?
Because you would murder me if I didn't show up to record this thing.
Well, you know, I think a lot of moms, I hear a lot of moms, or I've heard a lot of moms, especially with little ones, like that they want to control the schedule so much that they won't allow the dad to mess it up.
Yeah, I can
because
be like that.
Because
yeah.
the dad messing it up maybe means more trouble later, but then it ends up they're not getting a break. Mom's not getting a break. Mom needs a break to love those kids, to love that husband.
No, I'm definitely guilty. I'm definitely guilty of doing that. Yeah, Ren will do bath time, but then I'm like, well, it's hair night and he's got to wash the hair. And is he going to wash it? And is he going to do this? And see.
But in the long run, who cares? What if they went to bed dirty?
Yeah, I guess it does. It could create problem. I don't, you know, you get used to it too. You get used to that, your routine, and you get used to, I guess, being needed.
Well, and that's good. All those are good things. I guess it's just a balance. That's what I think. Like, you know, what do you think is the biggest deterrent of a healthy lifestyle? Like, I mean,
priorities.
Oh,
totally. Because I already thought about this. It's mm-hmm. definitely priorities, because I think about the things that are lacking in my life from mm-hmm. time to time. Mm-hmm. And I think of the things I have too much of. Mm-hmm. And I could work it out.
Mm.
But if the priorities are out of order, then that doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Well, and don't you have to be a priority?
Yeah. And it's I'm not.
Sometimes.
I'm not sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not when we're home, for sure.
And since we don't have kids, I don't have that issue, but busyness, you know, you can just spend an hour on your phone on social media that was really effective for nothing. And not that I spend a lot of time doing social media or whatever, but I mean, I think we can just go, go, go and not be intentional about incorporating some me time, like taking a walk in nature, going to a movie by yourself. I think those are good things.
Or even with your spouse. I'll notice that sometimes Ren and I will get in these ruts. Before social media was such a thing, mm-hmm. we'd lay down in bed and we would just be there together. Mm. We'd like snuggle or whatever, and we'd just be there together. But now at the end of the day, we feel like we both have earned our opportunity to completely unplug ourselves from everything. So we both have our own little screens and we're both being self-serving. Mm. And we forget how enriching it was to just have that time together. We think that watching our own movies or our own Netflix or whatever is
not
going to be more satisfying or more relaxing, but it's not.
Well, let's move into some God waters. What do you think? I think it's time.
I think it's time.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Part of the healthy lifestyle.
I do. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I pulled 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 18. Though our bodies are dying, our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day. So we do not look at what we see right now, the troubles all around us. The troubles will soon be over. The joys to come will last forever.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, I want you to tell me what that made you think of. I always put you on the spot.
I know, I was waiting for it. Well, a couple things initially here. Number one, to me, this is this feels like a load off, you know, because we try so hard to have a perfect body or to do this or to accomplish that. And it's really saying, hey, your strength in the Lord is growing. The joys to come later will last forever. So it's refreshing. But on the other hand, it kind of brings to mind another injustice. Mm-hmm. And this is this infatuation people have with looking young and living forever. It's the worst. It's so prevalent, this need to just look younger. I have people telling me, it's even this woman I didn't even know that was cutting my hair the other day, not the other day, a while back, she said, yeah, probably should start thinking about putting some color in there.
Oh,
she doesn't know me, you know?
Well, she makes money off that. That's like a huge investment. So that's probably what that was.
Yeah, like, I guess.
But let me get another one on the hook.
But also I think that she's so used to seeing everybody want to color their hair and take look a younger. Younger look and a younger color and all these things that she just assumed that I wanted to do that also. What is that infatuation?
Well, I mean, I think there is an infatuation with youth. I mean, people look at all the weird UFO looking people because they've got botched facial surgeries.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like in everybody on the TV, if you see any older, a lot of older actors, and even now is a trend of 20 something and 30 something year old actors and actresses getting work done, and that there's somehow not enough, and that a line on the face would somehow minimize your value, which I just disagree. I mean, I really want to purpose myself to age gracefully. I mean, you say gracefully, and maybe that means like very small increments. But really, I want to appreciate the life that I've had. And if that means some extra wrinkles because I hang out at the beach and I spend all my time on the ocean as much as I can, hell yes.
Don't you feel yourself drawn to people that have some age lines and have some wisdom and life experience and stories and something other than the exterior?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, you know, in this scripture, somehow I think a little bit about, you know, families that are in that season where there's young kids, and it can be so overwhelming. And this is talking about the troubles will soon be over because there's going to be this eternity, which is going to make this place look very small and our time here very short. But really, it's a season, too.
Exactly. It's something to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try, especially when if Ren and I get into an argument or something, I try not to be so hard on myself because I realize that the season is a stressful one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point of view, perspective to take. Yeah. So I just want to read this one quote before we go into the homework.
Do it.
Because I think it maybe represents how I want to live. And it's from Hunter S. Thompson.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that you are that quote.
What?
Yeah, but not in a road hard, put up wet kind of way, because that's different.
Okay, good.
But definitely, I didn't want to do this episode without mentioning you exude life. You can see the life coming out. And with that, and with, you know, advancing years, you see some wisdom coming out. You see the strength, the inner strength. The Lord is growing in you every day. And those things are pretty good looking.
Well, you
looking.
Sure can't buy them.
You can't buy them.
Okay. So how about some homework? I've got a homework assignment that I want to put on both of us.
Can I say something about homework right quick?
Yeah.
Ren convicted me the other day.
Uh-oh.
He said, because he edits, he's like our producer, right? Mm-hmm. Let's give him some props for that. Thanks, Ren.
Go, Ren. Golf clap.
But what he said was, you know, you guys are talking all this talk and assigning homework and doing all this, but I think it's time you guys start doing some of this yourself.
Whoa, I think we are. We're doing some of it. I don't know that we've hit everything, but I think we should do an entire episode running through homework assignments and talk about what we've done and what we haven't done.
I do too, because I can tell you, once we talk about homework and move on to episode 14, I don't look back at it. Except the writing assignment, because you were writing me about it.
Yeah.
I don't look back at it. And
I've got
so,
the whip.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one, we're going to hold you accountable.
Okay.
This is going to be easier for me than for you, but take yourself on an Ashley date.
You mean like nurse the baby?
No.
For an hour by myself?
No. I mean, I want you to do some self-care. And so I want you to go without Ren, without the kids, without any responsibility. Go see a movie that you like. Go to a museum and look at artwork. Read outside.
I want to see the new Mr. Rogers movie.
You should go. It's awesome.
You saw it?
Yeah, I already saw it.
Oh, man.
But you got to go by yourself.
All right.
But, I mean, take yourself out on a U date. And I'm actually taking that from, I can't even remember the book, but we'll put it in the notes.
Okay, so some interesting book. Look at the website under the resources page, and you'll see what she's talking about.
The Artist's Way. There it is.
Oh, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
We'll put it in there.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, remember, we are your community now. Leave your dreams with us by commenting at postsessionpodcast.com. You can also comment wherever you listen to our podcasts. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, CastBox. Hey, if you really like our podcast, think about contributing on our Patreon site. You'll get goodies for committing to supporting us. Just $2 a month. But most of all, thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. See you next time.